Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Monster X Strikes Back, Attack the G8 Summit.
2008.
All right.
Wow.
So, okay. Okay, you watched this before I did. And then
you
sent me a text asking if I watched it. And then I went over to your house and your wife asked me, hey, did you watch that movie yet? And I said, no, not yet. And so I'm like bracing myself.
That's weird.
Cause I'm like bracing
my wife. It's so weird.
I know.
It's weird to hear.
But I'm like, ah, shit. What did you guys see that I have to go sit through now? And, and so this movie starts and I'm like, oh shit. Why is this movie an hour and 40 minutes? Why do I, I'm like not even like 2 minutes in. And I'm like, oh fuck. I don't think I could handle this for an hour and 40 minutes. Right off the bat, the score is awful. And I'm just like, oh, this music's so bad. It sounds like just like the worst, like it sounds like a Godzilla ripoff and it's like all synthesizers and stuff. By the time I finished the movie, I was definitely okay with this movie. the whole time I'm sitting there like, is this going to get bashed like a Dimogen movie? It's just something happens halfway through where I started figuring out what kind of is going on with this movie, and I don't think I realized in the first half that it's a comedy. And I'm like, oh, this is just, the acting's not good. There's a lot of stereotypes at the G8 summit, and I'm just like, I didn't understand what was happening. And I'm pretty sure that all of the footage in the first half was taken from the X from Outer Space. I could not tell. Then I started realizing, oh, there is new footage of Gilala.
Right.
But it's only in this one valley.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is happening? What am I watching?
When the buildings are destroyed, I was like, that looks like old footage.
Yeah.
And considering when X Men of Space came out, I was like, that's really old.
Yeah.
And it's even like, because there's some stuff you see, you're like, wait a minute. This might have been shot on video.
Yeah.
Looks like it was shot on like
the title cards.
Digital video. Yet the Gilala stuff, like, but the other footage, because I go, this footage has great color. It looks really great. And it was like, it's like the mixing of the two mediums.
So when we watch these movies, in the movie collage before the posts, when I post the episodes, I always put the title screen in the middle and it looks all cool and stuff. And then this title screen happened. I'm like, what is happening right now? There's like a dancing Gilala in front of like CG flames. And then these huge letters pop up that are in Japanese. And then, like, the worst, like, subtitle font covering up half the screen. And I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to screen grab this? I don't know. I was, like, immediately, like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be the worst. This is going to be the worst. And then I kind of started understanding what was that, like, it was like what would you call it? A farce? I don't know.
It's funny because like I sit and I think about the movie tonally.
Yeah.
And it's tough because the Godzilla, like the millennia Godzilla era movies, mm-hmm. I feel take themselves very seriously.
Yeah.
And it comes off as just overly significant.
Mm-hmm.
But this one went another direction.
Yeah, on the surface, it feels like it's supposed to be
but
serious.
But also didn't work.
It feels... because it takes place at the G8 summit, and it's, you know, you have your message right off the bat, but then it's like, the Italian representative only talks about pizza and pasta. The French guy is super horny. I don't even know what's going on with the British guy.
Well, he doesn't sound British.
Well, yeah, and that's not like...
Clearly an American.
But he looks like Ted Cruz, kind of. It was... everything was weird. And then the American...
That whole thing was nuts.
The American actor... His line readings were terrible. Awful.
They were all bad.
But then, like, halfway through, it's like,
oh, we need a guy who speaks Italian.
A German lady.
We need a woman who can speak German. And they just kind of, like, put them all together. And the thing is, also, the whole G8, there are people playing real leaders. Like, there's definitely, like, or at least referencing real leaders like
Kim Jong-il.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
Yeah,
but the French leader is Sarkozy. They call him Sarkozy, and he plays Sarkozy. And so then I just started looking up who were the leaders during this time period. Like, the American is a fake person. I don't know if the British guy is anyone. The Italian guy, I don't think, is a real person either. but, like, I think Putin, they call him Putin. And that's supposed to be – I think that's supposed to be a version of Angela Merkel.
Uh-huh.
The Japanese prime minister is Shinzo Abe.
Mm-hmm. He had tummy troubles. So, is that? Is it an inside joke?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Because Shinzo Abe, he's a prime minister now, but he was prime minister in the past. And he had he basically resigned, like he stopped because he had health problems.
Okay.
And it was, I believe, basically the public thought that it showed weakness or whatever, which is why he's such a pushover. And then the other guy shows up who fills in for him.
Yeah, with the wig.
Who ends up being Kim Jong-il in disguise.
Yeah.
He's the previous prime minister before Shinzo.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of very inside stuff.
The thing about this movie was, as I was watching it, I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this movie. I've never stopped a movie halfway through and like called you and said, hey, listen, man, I can't get through this. And I was getting to that point where I'm like, what is this? I don't understand. I thought that the photographer reporter storyline was somewhat interesting because it was them with that sort of the religious people in the woods. Yep. And I liked that sort of wood carving roof thing that had the Gilala carved out of it.
Yeah. And he had ulcerative colitis.
Oh.
So it was intestinal. It was like it
was tummy trouble.
Yeah, and then but later, because like he got a medicine. He's prime minister now. So
yeah. America wants to fight this thing, of course.
Oh man, that whole thing where they're like, you should all go. Get out of there. And then they're all like, everyone is like, no, we'll stay. And then we'll stay. And then,
yeah.
And then it goes to this whole round robin. It's like everyone has their weapon of choice as a way to try and defeat it. And they all fail.
And I realized around halfway through the movie that every time they did the establishing shot of the G8, whoever's plan had failed, their flag was at half mast. So every time they would try a plan and it would fail, that country would have their flag lowered as if to signify they're, you know, less than or something.
Yeah, and also the whole thing where they put up a new sign.
Yeah, that dude runs in and puts up the paper. Was. Yeah. Something happened in this movie that I feel was clearly a joke, but I think it's a joke we would make if we were to do one of these movies, which is you have the war table with the map on it, with all the small tanks and stuff, and then you have a toy of the monster.
Yeah.
On the map. But this time it was like one of those, I don't even know how to describe them, the like kind of glittery toys, the little waving Gilala toy.
It was like, usually there's like a little model.
Yeah.
But this is so on the nose, a toy. It's it's like a Sofubi Gilala toy.
And he's waving.
It's like, so great. It's so convenient.
Yeah. Taking out,
because they just had to pick one of those up.
Yeah. It's like one of those you take out of the cellophane with the card stapled shut. Like, yeah. It was. Yeah. And so, I'm like, okay, yeah. So this is clearly a joke. And they somehow were like, we want to make a joke kaiju movie, and got the rights to Monster X somehow. Like, or Monster X is public domain or something. I don't know. But I think it's, I don't, like, nothing in this movie has anything to do with the previous movie.
Right.
He just crash lands on Earth, and it's not like where we ended on the last movie, which is, I think they had like the tiny Gilala in a little container. But it's like, I was like, why? I'm like, halfway through, I'm like, oh, they're just using this. They just picked this character so they didn't have to shoot any footage. They're just using the old footage. And they probably had access to that. We do get new footage later, and we'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, I had to look up. I was like, wait, did Gilala have red nail polish before?
No, I don't think so. Did he?
I think maybe he did, but it's not as vibrant as it is this time.
Yeah. And then he has kind of new powers. He could turn into a ball and fly around. I don't remember that in the old one.
Right.
And then his back glows for some reason. I couldn't quite follow that part of it. The boy runs into the strategy table with a lollipop. And I think that's when I'm like, okay, this is a joke.
Yeah.
The kid pops in there and he's got the big old round lollipop.
Yeah.
And the baseball hat sideways and whatever. And he says, I'm going to name the monster Gilala. And, which is clearly a reference to Gilala being named by children in the original X from Outer Space. So I'm like, that's kind of funny. I appreciate that joke. I understand that joke.
Yeah, that was a good nod to the people who knew.
And then they escorted the kid out with military force to say,
yes,
people aren't supposed to be in here. Because we've seen that before. And I think recently where it was like like those Gamera movies where the kids are just in the military briefing rooms, like giving their 2 cents. And I'm like, that's kind of funny. They shoot a missile at Gilala. And I think they're afraid to press the button. And the American guy is like, here, I'll do it. And he goes, yeehaw or yahoo.
Yes.
Hits the button. And then Gilala eats the missile.
Yeah, it's kind of there's elements in this that kind of feel like they were fans of Doctor Strangelove.
Uh-huh.
Like this kind of like is a summit. There's a group of people, you know, leaders from, you know, different, and they're in the gung ho. That's definitely that kind of gung ho American.
Yeah.
Can't wait to shoot a nuclear missile.
Yeah.
There's the interview on TV of the guy who's like the one who's
reading lines.
Gilala, I would rather that we were attacked by who was it? It was Baragon or someone else. Yeah. Did you catch that?
I don't remember that dude. I remember the dude.
Oh, you don't?
I remember the dude who was excited, like he was like talking like he was reading cards, like he was just saying the lines the same, and he was like smiling the whole time, like he was so happy he was in a movie. I feel like it was the director's dad or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of credits that said like as themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So okay. Maybe these are like celebs.
Yeah, I didn't watch the credits. I kind of was like, I sped through to the end just to see if there was a post credit thing, but I was like, I can't do much more of this movie.
Yeah, the guy says, you know, Gilala, I wish it was Varen or Baragon that was attacking our city.
Huh, I didn't catch that. I mean, that would have been great. I like those guys.
I think it's just like, it felt like they were using footage of people talking about the other movies. Like, it's like they're like, it's like they're just kind of like talking to people. Hey, tell us what you think about Gila. You know, just kind of like, and they just kind of like, it's like this doesn't necessarily feel like they're stressed at all. The fact that there's a monster.
Yeah. That one dude. Yeah. The second attack after the missile was the laughing gas. Well, I guess it was regular gas. But it seemed like every effect that the weapon had would have on a monster gave an opposite result to normally what would happen.
Yeah.
So he ate the missile, and then they shot the poison, or they filled him with the poison gas, but it turned into laughing gas. And so he was laughing, and then there was a song that played while he danced.
Right.
That was interesting. I don't know what else to say about it other than he laughed like a person, or like Predator when Predator laughs. Okay.
Wait, there's a part when they shot at Gilala. I don't remember which, but it was they were aiming for his neck.
Uh-huh.
Where there's a few times where you can see the holes where the guy's looking through in the neck.
Yeah.
But they're aiming for his neck, and in my head, I was like, that's smart, because they're aiming for the head of the suit actor inside him, because that's the one you want to defeat.
Yeah, that's the one you hit.
That's where you got to go.
So the reporter storyline, she sees the wood carving of Gilala, and then next to it is another monster. And this is where I really perked up, because I was like, oh shit, is Gilala going to fight somebody?
Right.
And it started to become more and more obvious that it was going to happen. And so I started getting very excited, because we've never seen Gilala fight anything. And I know this is like a kind of a dopey sort of comedy remake, weird, bizarre movie, but still I'm like, hey, if this movie has a monster fight in it, it could have some sort of redeeming quality.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of does, but not a lot.
It does in a, what I imagine is a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers kind of way.
Yes. Which I watched that show at least the first season. And so like that kind of aspect was definitely there. Like it's the same. It's the one set of the valley with the mountains around it. And then,
yeah,
maybe they would put some telephone lines in there. Maybe they would put a Jeep in there, or a tank. But yeah, let's talk about Take Majin. Could we, especially his entrance?
Oh, okay.
I didn't laugh, but I was definitely, it made me happy.
All right. So Take Majin is, a god, basically. Yeah. He's like this protector of this these people in this village. And which, by the way, like, it seemed like they didn't know who Gilala was, even though there's a carving of him on that temple. Mm-hmm. But so he gets summoned by a song and dance.
With a lot of thrusting.
And it Nessie Coma.
Yeah.
And it but it took a lot. It took a lot of singing and dancing for him to finally show up. Uh-huh. And it's just as they are shooting a nuclear missile at Gilala when he finally appears, but he happens to appear
in the path
right in the path of the missile and Gilala, and ends up getting the missile stuck in his butt, but manages to be able to suck it into himself.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I've never seen that before.
It's no, I've never seen that before.
We talked about, I think we talked about Godzilla's butt once, where they talked about Godzilla's feces.
Yeah.
And we never really, I don't think, thought about monsters' butts since.
Oh, wait.
But now.
Man, I never thought about the fact that we've never seen Godzilla's feces until now. Like, it's like caveman.
It's like so big. Yeah. It's like bigger than caveman.
The movie Caveman.
Yeah.
Just, like, half the jokes of Caveman had to do with the big giant poo.
Yeah, like everyone spoke the whole movie in caveman talk until the dude fell into the dinosaur crap. And they just
said, shit.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that was the funniest thing when I was little.
Yeah.
Dudu Kaga shit. That was the best.
My recommendation, don't revisit Caveman.
Oh, really?
I tried watching it a couple years ago. It was like on Netflix or something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this movie's great. And then I watched it. I'm like, oh, no. The dinosaur stuff.
I might have to revisit it now.
The dinosaur stuff is cool because it's all like goofy stop motion.
Man, really? Like, what?
Give it a shot.
The guy getting chipped out of the ice and then.
It's.
Or when the giant dragonfly lands on him.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's good memories. Right. I don't know. Give it a shot.
I believe you.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I got to go through it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So Take Majin. Oh, he is great. And what I think I like about him the most is that he talks. He says stupid shit, but I don't think we've ever seen a kaiju talk before.
Yeah.
Like that's human what words.
I said that we've never had like a quippy kaiju fight.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like Spider-Man. Like he's commentating his own fight. Sometimes he has like six arms. Sometimes he just has the two. But the other four arms doesn't do anything.
He has six arms for the entrance when he's still. Yeah.
And then
when he gets into action, they go back to one.
Yeah. It's a decent fight. I mean, it's just a couple of guys tumbling around. Gilala does this sort of like this flip thing where he hits the Take with the tail. I think there might have been a hole in the bottom of the suit of Gilala. There'd be some quick cuts up between the legs. I mean, it's like I said, it's not the greatest fight, but I was very surprised that there was a fight in this movie because I didn't know where this movie was going. The finishing move that Take does is great, and I definitely didn't see that coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The cutting the head off?
Yeah. And then exploding.
Yeah. The head cut off was great. And there's like the way that I don't know there's is I don't know was there something in the closing credits something because like you could see like the verse the Gilala that the head cuts off on how like they just kind of shoot the head up and down and just have that little bit of like revealed neck meat.
Yeah, and it was kind of purple like Gyron in the Gamera versus Gyron. The knife guy. No, Gauss. When Gyron cuts up Gauss into like fillets. Like it seemed like it had like a kind of a similar color to that. But the thing is with the missile, they were afraid that they were gonna explode Gilala and the Gilala spores were gonna turn into like
a bunch of Gilalas,
Gilalas, and I was like, oh, that's kinda cool. I'd wanna see that. Because they'd be little tiny Gilalas.
Yeah.
But I guess Take blowing it up is okay. We don't get all the Gilala spores. Or maybe we do, and there'll be a sequel, but I doubt it.
I wasn't sure why they gave Take Majin a face. Because he talks during it, but it's just like a mask.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Take Majin who didn't know who Gilala was, even though they're okay. Like, well, have you seen these wood carvings? I thought he was going to be like a nemesis.
Yeah.
But he's like, who are you?
At like they've been fighting for centuries or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the blow up move is the Nessie Coma.
Oh.
That's the payoff of Nessie Coma.
Where they do that kind of...
He does Nessie Coma, and that's what makes him blow up.
I wonder what that translates to.
I tried looking it up, and it doesn't... Google Translate does not think it's Japanese.
Okay.
They think it... They're like, you mean in some like Catalan? I was like, no. I don't think it translates to anything.
Huh.
It's like, yeah, it's like one of the Ewok words.
Yeah. I'm fresh out of notes.
I liked the doctor. Is it Dr. Santos or something like that? When they would cut to him on the screen, and he had his little set that he would talk to them through this through the video screen. And his set had like this, like these two panels with lights and like a thing with bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
He had a really nice little. I liked his set a lot. There's a part when they're getting ready for whose plan is it? I think it's the Italians' plan, the Spirit of Rome plan.
Yeah,
and they're getting it all ready, and there's guys out there. And he's just sweeping the dirt. He's just outside sweeping dirt.
I didn't know it was that dude. I did like they summed up Italy in three words. Pizza, pasta, sex, I think.
Yeah. Well, Italy, yeah, the whole thing about global warming. And he's like, the only thing that should be warm is pizza.
Yeah,
it's right.
Yeah, it's a weird movie. Yeah,
I like the kicking the toy trucks.
Oh yeah, and it looked like Gilala like stepped on one by accident. Like, yeah, oops. They were gonna reuse that truck for like five more shots, but
got stuck. Yeah. So yeah, the other thing, the Kim Jong Il and that it's his pleasure squad or something are all the translator ladies.
Yeah. And then the French guy ends up falling in love with one of them. They go out to dinner and they sleep together.
Confession to make. Yeah.
And then he gets up and runs into the, he's like, oh no, I better go warn the others. And he's just in a towel.
Right.
And there's a couple of jokes where he opens his towel.
He first, flashes everybody. Yeah,
to distract him, and then at the end he sneezes.
It is dumb.
Yeah.
This movie is really dumb. Mm-hmm. It maybe back then the inside jokes, maybe it's like an airplane.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those.
I definitely was happier by the end than I thought I would be going mm-hmm. into it. Just based on like the first, I don't know, couple minutes. So yeah, I mean, it's not good. There are entertaining stuff in it, which will probably get posted on the Instagram page. I'm sure by the time anyone listens to this, they'll see like the missile going into Take's butt.
Oh man.
And yeah, Gilala so. Getting his head cut off and exploding. So
Yeah. I don't think it's something I would recommend.
Nah, but it's fun that we watched it.
At least we got to see Gilala again.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably one of the goofiest looking kaiju we've seen.
Yeah. And, oh yeah, I forgot. I remember when I first saw him, I think I thought he was like, he looked like one of those guys in the Tiki Room at Disneyland.
Oh yeah, yeah. The one of the drummer guys.
Yeah, who turned yeah.
All righty. You want to talk about the next episode?
Yeah. I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, we're going to dip our toes back into Gamera.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're going to watch Gamera 2, Attack of the Legion. So, looking forward to that. Here it's good. But we'll be the judge of that. Hopefully. I mean, we're not the judge of it. We listen. Yeah, I'm sure we'll like it. And if we don't hold it against us. Please. Yeah, because I guess Q the Winged Serpent. We have an unpopular opinion of that film.
Yeah.
So, right. So yeah, you can check that out at kaijupod.com, where you also get links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And yeah, watch that movie. And once again, until next time, God damn it. There's so much to choose from. Shit. You got one? I don't got one.
No, but I know what I want you to say.
Oh no. You want to eat a tortilla and beans?
Catch a missile with your butt.
Oh, I can do that.
Eat a tortilla and beans.
That's from the last episode.
Yeah.
just as racist.
Just gonna go sweep the dirt.
No, I'm gonna go pray. I'm gonna go pray to Taikomaijin.
Go learn that dance. Go learn that Nesikoma dance.
Yeah, it's really particular too. That little kid did not allow that reporter to do it incorrectly. So that's what I'm gonna go do.
Yes, this is a full yeah. There's definitely like that. It was that whole like that was like a whole like we started with them.
Yeah,
but then it became almost like this B story going on. Yeah. Once Gilala showed up, but they just it kept coming back to these people. And they're doing their own little thing in their own little areas.
Yeah. And I like that storyline more.
Yeah. I mean, I like her moment when she's like, no, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to dance. It's like her Mr. Smith Goes to Washington filibuster. She's like, no, I'm going to do this dance.
And they throw a rock.
I'm the only one left.
They throw a rock and it hits her in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I'm okay. Yeah, like I said. Whatever.
Yeah, this go learn that dance.
Yeah, this movie's great. No, it's not.
Would you want a Takemajin costume?
I mean, yeah. I don't know if it would fit me. Might be a little uncomfortable in the rear. It would
be made for you.
Yeah.
But like, it'd be great if like that'd be a great con costume to do. I mean, it's just instead of people be like, you like that movie? But You know, but like if you converted a backpack into all those arms.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. With the missile hanging out the bottom.
Oh, you have to do the missile.
Yeah. I'm not gonna not do the missile.
Man, but you got it. Like if you do that at a con, you're not sitting down anywhere.
Maybe on a tire swing.
Unless if you can make him out of like something like a foam finger.
Yeah, I can do that. No one's going to know what I am. Even if I went to like G-Fest, I don't think anyone would know what I was.
I think they'd know.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but some people would know.
The cool people?
Some people. I'm not saying cool people, some people.
Who would know about this movie? Man, you really have to be, I mean, hopefully now, a lot of people.
You mean because right? We've spread the word?
Oh, yeah.
It's a deep cut.
We're the number one voice for the X Strikes Back attack, the G8 summit? I don't remember. I already closed my notes. This is going to be, like, putting that title on the YouTube page is going to be, like, super tiny writing. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
All right.